morning. Welcome to the conference call of Rémy Dias Branco for the earnings of Q2 2021. We have with us Mr. Gustavo Lopes Theodozio, Vice President of Investments and Controllership, Mr. Rômulo Dantas, Commercial Vice President, and Mr. Fabio Cefaly, New Business and Investor Relations Officer. We would like to inform you that this event is being recorded and all participants will be in the listen mode only during the company's presentation. After Rémy Dias Branco's remarks, there will be a Q&A session only for investors and analysts, when further instructions will be given. Should any participant need assistance during this call, please press asterisk zero to reach the operator. Today's live webcast may be accessed through the internet's address at ri.rmdiasbranco.com.br/br. We would like to clarify that forward-looking statements are based on the beliefs and assumptions of Rémy Dias Branco's management and on information currently available to the company. They involve risks, uncertainties, and assumptions, as well as information currently available. They involve risks and uncertainties because they refer to the future and may lead to other results. Investors should understand that general economic conditions, industry conditions, and other operating factors could also affect the future results of Rémy Dias Branco, different from those expressed in such forward-looking statements. Now, I would like to pass the floor to Mr. Gustavo, who will begin the presentation. Mr. Gustavo, you may proceed.
Good morning to all. Welcome to the conference call of Rémy Dias Branco for the results of Q2 2021. I hope you're all well and your family members are well too. I would like to begin this conference call recognizing the effort and commitment of all our employees. I would like to say thank you very much for the incredible team that has shown resilience and the capacity of transforming itself in the most challenging times, and capacity this that is being translated, and we will see in the presentation by Fabio Cefaly, into excellent results for the company, showing a consistent recovery of our sales and also our profitability. Going on to the results of the quarter, I would like to begin expressing our sequential improvement in sales and margins as a result of the right measures adopted in pricing, commercial expansion, expense and cost management, apart from investments to strengthen our brands and the launching of products with higher value added. Fabio will make a detailed presentation on results, but we have some highlights. First, sequential and sustainable recovery of our sales, 5% above last year and 33% above Q1, with an adequate balance between volumes and prices. Optimization of expense and cost structure due to initiatives during the last quarters. Also, sequential recovery of gross margin as a result of price management, better volumes, and optimization of the structure. The June margin was 29.7% versus 27.5% in January. Constant evolution, continuity of investments in marketing with priority to the strengthening of our main brands, promising results and new avenues of growth, such as e-commerce, partnership, and exports. In e-commerce, we have a double-digit market share in important platforms. In sustainability, where we expanded the scope of the Governance Committee for ESG, and we made progress in the work for the launching soon of our strategic agenda for ESG for 2022-2030. Finally, we had 6 initiatives in our action plan 2021. We made progress in these initiatives with growth and profitability. Here, I'd like to say that we're working hard, taking all the necessary care to guarantee the safety of our employees and the supply to all the Brazilian population that consumes our products. We're following a growth strategy in the attack, defense, and export markets, leveraging searching for opportunities for productivity and efficiency. On the last Friday, we renewed for another 18 months our plan to repurchase shares with potential for creating value for MTS. But thank you very much. And now, Fabio will give you the details. Okay. Gustavo, thank you. Good morning. Please access the presentation. I would like to begin with slide number 6 with the highlights. Then we will see some details. Slide number 3. Gustavo said we closed the quarter with good. Which shows that we're on a recovery, consistent recovery in our results in terms of revenue and profitability. Gross revenue in biscuits 45% higher than Q1, 55% in relation to the Q2 last year. This is the main category with the best margins and best average prices. So it's important to maintain a routine of launches, especially in products with higher value added. The average price was higher to that of Q1, 25% higher than Q2 last year. Market share for biscuits we observe an improvement in market share in the short term from March to June, 0.7 percentage points. And in the category of pasta, we see here an improvement. Now, we see here an improvement here, and it's important here to remember that in Q2 last year and Q3 was atypical, since consumers bought more, and we also had the aid program from the government, but this became normal in Q4. So in terms of volume, we have a difficult comparison with Q2, Q3 last year when sales went up. And here we have the net revenue, which went up 5% versus last year. We had also progress, concrete, in our action plan for 2021, which has initiatives for growth and initiatives for better profitability. Expenses fell in a structured and sustainable way. We talked to you in the last quarter about many initiatives, such as the Multiply program that gave us concrete results, 170 million reais,
spent close to and in this quarter we had a positive impact, which is in sales reprieve. Net profit 849% versus Q1 21. Business 253% higher versus Q1 21 and -26% versus Q2 20. The EBITDA margin was better than that of the first quarter. It's still a little low in comparison with last year. Net profit same as EBITDA, substantial growth in the beginning of the year and a little below last year. The recovery of sales allowed an improvement in the capacity and the production better than Q1 and a little below last year due to the higher demand that I already explained. Now let's go more into the details. Going on to slide number 4. This slide summarizes well what Gustavo mentioned in the introduction. We observed here in the first months of the year a recovery, sustainable recovery, gradual recovery, consistent and sequential recovery in our results. First line is gross margin, and we see that as of April, we see an improvement, and this improvement is due to two factors shown here on the graph. Sequential and gradual recovery in our volumes, and so worse volumes we see. We have the launching of products and many levers in addition to the readjustments. Now, slide number 5. Here, we see the vision of the quarter. And here we observe net revenue 5% higher to that of Q2 2020. And remembering that it's difficult to compare with this period when there was an increase. And we see a growth of revenue of 33%. Here, average price went up 25% and 5%, and the improvement in volumes still below last year, but we see a certain improvement. And this is what we will see on slide number 6. We began once again from the left to the right. So, net revenue, a consistent recovery and sequential recovery. In June, we see here revenue 52% higher than January. The same can be observed in average price in January, 3.9%. per kilogram in June, 4.6 reais per kilogram, 17% higher. Here, this due to a more consistent management and launches. Sales volume, a growth, a sequential growth, and 30% higher in relation to January. Slide number 7, here, we see the revenue. So on the left, we see a growth of net revenue, 32.7%, sales volume, 26.3% increase, average price, another 5% increase. Now, the main categories, cookies and crackers, maintained the price, and
had a growth of 42% in volumes and a growth in revenue 43% same. The same situation observed in the same category. In pasta and flour, a small drop in average price compensated by better volumes and net revenue went up 9.5%. Margarine and vegetable shortening, we increased prices by 11.4% and sales volume drop, but was sufficient to compensate the volumes. Other categories that we had an increase in average price and the sales volume and net revenue of 24.7%, an increase. And we searched for an adequate balance in a challenging scenario, and with commodities putting pressure on our price. On the next slide, the comparison. Here we see there was a drop in volume between Q2 21 and Q2 20 because of a very high demand in the previous year. And we see here an average price increase of 24.7%. Look at the category, cookies and crackers. Average price rose 15%, sufficient to compensate the drop in sales volume. In March, revenue dropped here in pasta and flour, grain, margarine, vegetable shortening. We had an increase in net revenue, 25.9%. Slide number 9, market share. On the left, we see here cookies and crackers with the market share. We saw a drop in market share in March 2021, and then a reaction a little above the market, especially in relation to 2020, and pasta a little weaker in the beginning of Q1. On the right, we see 2021, and we see that in both biscuits, crackers, and pasta, we see a recovery, signs of a recovery of market share here, 30.4% in March, 31.3% in June, and we see 31.3%. Now, slide number 10. Here we see our performance in terms of revenue by region. On the left, we see Q2 21 versus Q2 20. There was growth in defense, north and northeast, and in attack, which is south, east, and midwest. On the right, in comparison with Q1 21, accelerate double-digit growth in the two areas. The exports had a drop, and I will explain this. Net revenue variation minus 46% in exports. I will explain this. Slide 11 on innovation. We had the launching of biscuits, launches in the last 24 months. 68.9 million reais of our revenue from these launches, and 55% above last year, and here well above what we recorded until 2020. Now, the launches from left to right, wafers. We placed here the average price per kilogram and 27.9 kilograms. grams per kilogram, and your toast, 12.5 grams per kilogram, cracknell, 10.5% per kilogram, and donuts, 9.1%. In other products, this is a category with average prices here. For in this category, going on to slide 13, as we mentioned in the last quarters, we had investments in marketing, short term results came in the medium term. Here we have our main brands, Vitarella, Adria, Vitarella, which was a success in sales, and Adria with the relaunching of the Grano Duro line. For you of the visual identity of the Grano Duro line, new shapes, a new visual identity, new packaging, new colors, and exclusive materials. Adria is a brand where we have dedicated many efforts. Slide 15, I would like to focus on new avenues of growth. Here we see the avenues of growth. And this, our brands are growing fast and gaining relevance in e-commerce platforms. They are very good for these channels. And Emitia's Pringle has a relevant share and even leadership in some of the main e-commerce platforms with double digits share, for example, in pasta and biscuits. Slide 16, here I will explain the results of exports. Structurally, exports gain relevance in our revenue. The down, we had double-digit growth, but there was a downturn versus Q2 20 due to because of the pandemic. Some points, we made some efforts, especially in pasta and flour, wheat flour, in Central America, Latin America. And structurally, we see here what was done in 2021 here, and also the exchange rate had a contribution, but not only the exchange rate. We had an increase in volume, new clients, and new countries for MTS Blanco. Slide number 17. Here we see the sales channels. We didn't have great changes in channels. A very diversified mix. And here we can see distributors. And we made investments to increase capillarity. And we know that all these channels are important: retail, wholesale, and cash and carry, industry clients, and others, which include exports and e-commerce. Going on to slide 18, here we have a transition from revenue to profitability. beginning with EBITDA margin and EBITDA. The main highlights is the improvements, structural and consistent improvement of margin between Q1 and Q2. In trend in the results and still below last year, and we have increase in costs. Page 19, here we see the issue of the commodities. These graphs show wheat and second palm oil, the evolution of the price of commodities in U.S. currency. The blue line is MBTS, and the green line is the market. Here we see an increase in prices between 2020-2021. We see that the prices of MBTS were lower than those of the market, especially wheat and palm oil. And we are making an effort to mitigate this impact. Going on to slide 20, here explains the variation in EBITDA. The first comparison with Q2 20, see the operational effects, then the exchange rate, non-recurring gains, expenses with COVID-19, restructuring expenses. We had a negative effect of 26 million and drop in the volumes, minus 16% in production volume and minus 16% in sales volume. The exchange rate effect was 46 million. A subtotal, non-recurring effects, 29.630. Recurring effects, 14 million reais, which is non-recurring with tax credits and expenses with COVID and restructuring expenses. Slide 21. Your gross margin. Your profitability, the improvement from Q1 to Q2. Slide 22. Here we have the monthly numbers. We had a drop between March and April, but from April to June, a substantial improvement, which places us on a consistent route of improvement. Here, positive effects, an increase in sales volume, and negative commodities in U.S. price, wheat price in U.S. dollars, and palm oil price in U.S. dollars. Here, the variation in the cost, average price, and margin in reais. The costs here, this sum of variable and fixed costs went up 14%, especially due to increase in price of the commodities, 7.2%. Here we see the net profit, and we had this increase, 26% here. On slide 23, now talking about expenses, we had many initiatives beginning last year, and we have had good results, concrete results, and recurring results in decreased expenses. On the left, we had an important drop from 22% to 17.5%, and a drop
also been compressed over the last 4 quarters. And the same thing with administrative expenses went from 4.3% to 3.5%. And slide 24, here, net profit. Here we see the same trend as EBITDA, a little below last year due to the price of commodities, but better in comparison with Q1 21. Slide number 25. As we said in the previous conference call, we have an action plan we want to share with you until the end of the year, the progress we're making in this area. We will begin with the first, the green wave of Piraquê. By 26, we had important actions, launching items with higher value, especially in the Piraquê brand. We maintained the initiatives of communication, and we strengthened the Piraquê brand in e-commerce. Next slide. Also partnerships with marketplace. Sales began in May with Piraquê. And in the region of Rio de Janeiro, with the potential to expand to other states. Recently, we made a partnership with sales in other, through other channels. Now, exports. We opened 2 new countries, 10 new clients, important launches in private label for exports, and we began sales in Chile and Uruguay. Slide 29, the last quarter, we announced optimization of the number of SKUs. Here we see an improvement in margin, enabling greater profitability, efficiency, and execution, simplification and optimization of the portfolio. And also, we optimized, made these actions in many brands. Slide 30, concerning the adjustment of the industrial and logistics footprint, we announced the closing of 32 of the 32 distribution centers during the quarter, and products are being sent directly from the factory to customers, which improves our level of service and we have lower costs. We're renegotiating commercial conditions with logistics operators, and we announced on the right that we would concentrate our production of pasta and biscuits in going from 113 to 106 active production lines for cookies and pasta. Slide 31, we have in progress a project with organizational redesign work with support from the Grandes Consultancy. We remain confident that this transformation will be an important source of inspiration for the best management and productivity practices. We have a more and more efficient company. Slide 32 on working capital. Looking at the right, please look at the right. Days payable outstanding. Days of sales outstanding. Average storage time. Your days payable from 20 to 34 days. This is we see here a drop in days of sales outstanding. Here, average storage time went from 73, went back to 71. So what happened? We had in 2020, we had lower numbers, and now we have these numbers. Things went back to normal, and now inventory went back to normal. Slide 33. Here, we have here investments year to date, 8.7% less in relation to last year. Slide 34. Here, we see the leverage in the last 12 months, net debt and leverage. We had a leverage very close to the previous quarters, and thus we have continued with the trading's AAA. Now, slide number 35, on the left, we see sustainability, the main indicators that were shared with the market in the quarters, and a drop in some indicators related to the volume produced, which is below that of last year, generating a deleverage, and especially the energy consumption, water consumption. But we trust that these indicators will get better due to the initiatives in progress and the recovery of volume sold. Slide 36, sustainability strategy, very important for us. The board of directors decided to expand the scope of the governance committee for ESG, demonstrating its commitment to the environmental, social, and governance issues. We have in progress the review of our strategic sustainability agenda for 2022 to 2030. Soon we will share with you the proposals. We have also products. From January to June, we donated 19.6 million in food, equivalent to 3,358 tons, benefiting 128 institutions in 18 states in the country. To strengthen the sustainability culture, we held a sustainability meeting with the company's employees, encouraging everyone to engage and play a leading role in the ESG theme. So these are the main highlights of the quarter, and now we can go on to the Q&A session. We would like to begin the Q&A session for analysts and investors. If you have a question, please dial asterisk 1. If your question is answered, you can leave the queue dialing asterisk 2. The questions will be answered as we receive them. Please remove the handset when asking the question. Thus, we'll have an excellent quality of sound. Please wait while we collect the questions. Our first question is from Mr. Roberto from Bank of America. Sir, you may proceed.
Hello.
Isabella. Thank you. I have two questions. When we look at crisis, we see that you had an evolution. But when we look at the two main categories, biscuits and crackers, the price, especially in terms of crackers, continued the same. Can you tell us about the evolution of price in the two main categories, pasta and cookies and crackers, and how, and if you expect price increases in these two main categories, and the SDNA in sales? Where we saw great benefits from the measures you took, and also SG&A. Could you give us more details of the measures? There was an important effect in this semester. Can you talk about the measures and how sustainable they are for the future? We see this, is this what we can expect since when the volumes recover? This is Fabio. I will begin with the answer and then I'll pass the floor to Gustavo. Beginning here with the issue of price. When we talk of average price, it's not only price increases. This involves work on packaging, channels, and we have been working on this since 2019. So it's not only price increases. Now, so, if you look at both years, 2021-2020, if you look at Q1, we had increases in January. I'm sorry, we're having sound problems, internet problems. Looking the increase happened in January, so the average price of Q1 had an impact. In Q2, we had another price increase at the end of the quarter. So we should see this more clearly, the effect in Q3. So we see, as you said, a price stability in biscuits and crackers in two quarters. So the average price of Q1 already contains the effect of the price increase. Okay, Isabella, good morning. Can you hear me well, Fabio? Looking. So if you compare Q2 2021, looking at biscuits, the average price went up 15.1. Looking at pasta, 22.9% price increase. So actually prices did not remain constant. I disagree with that. You can see that they went up. and margarines and fats above 26%, 26.4%. So, yes, okay. First, I would like to go back to the previous quarters and what we said about the Multiply program. So we see the numbers, and 438 million in total. This includes improvement in our expenses with sales and also work we did in administrative expenses. Looking at some events in the last two quarters, which is what you asked, the expenses with sales, sales expenses. Especially with key accounts, I mentioned some other points. We are delivering now, in some cases, directly from the plant to the clients without going through the distribution center. This is an optimized and lower, represents optimized and lower expenses. Increases also in, we had increases in productivity, a decrease in the number of trips, decrease in travel, definition of goals, and per route. So, there is no silver bullet, so we have many actions in the last quarters, which involved many initiatives. So we mentioned on the Multiply program, we're seeing the results now in Q2. So the question is it sustainable? It is sustainable. We may have some variances, but all the work done is helping us in lowering expenses. So, continuing with your question, sales expenses. They have three components: marketing expenses, marketing and sales. And you saw these, so all the expenses that are discretionary, they were optimized, and the expenses related to the strengthening of our brands, Pira Pira, Vita Elam, these expenses were reanalyzed. So we are renegotiating contracts, prices, and doing things that are recurring and sustainable. Yes, the idea. Important to remember that all the work being done is shown in these calls. We also reviewed our footprint. This work is in progress. It should go until December. 2022, we have still some improvements to make. Thank you. To ask a question, please dial asterisk 1. Our next question comes from Mr. Gustavo Troiano, Itaú BBA. Good morning. Concerning the sequential evolution in the gross margin, we notice that gross margin in terms of cost, we see it going back in June. What is your forecast in terms of the evolution of margins in Q3? And Can we say that the worst is over? Hello, Gustavo. Good morning. Fabio speaking. We can't go into details about Q3, but I can talk about the factors that allowed us to continue with this gross margin. The average price is an important factor. It's important to highlight that it's not only price increase. We have packaging involved and many other variables. So this should help to contribute in a positive way for our gross margin. Also, improvement of our leverage. So we capacity use was 65%, better than Q1, but lower than our historical levels. And we should have a positive contribution in terms of fixed cost during the next quarters. Now, in terms of costs, we have to be cautious. I would like to remind you that we launched a hedging policy for commodities and for currency. This has allowed us to have better prices in commodities, and this allows us to have a better calculation of these prices. Without going into details of Q3, our vision, the scenario has volatility, we're being cautious, but we believe we're on the right track, improving gradually and sequentially the margins, beginning with improvements in gross margin. Thank you. Thank you very much. The worst is over, certainly. We're imagining a notice. To see drops in some areas, palm oil, a drop in prices, we begin to see a trend, a downward trend for palm oil, as I said, better prices. When we look at wheat, we expected to have some
opportunities to buy wheat at lower prices. So wheat should continue within these levels. So I believe the worst is over, but it's still not clear how we will have a 10% cost in the future. We're monitoring, looking at, and pricing in more consistent way, and gradually. We cannot have giant price increases. We are working gradually in phases to preserve sales. For example, freight. Price of freight went up. So these things were translating into new price increases per channel, per brand, per type of product. So what we're seeing, so in Q1, so we are working on these points. We're working in the sellout. So we are doing things gradually in phases to avoid drops in volume. The message is the worst is over, and now we're working on improving profitability. Very clear, thank you. Thank you. Since there are no more questions, I would like to pass the floor to Mr. Gustavo for his final comments. You may proceed, sir. Well, it was a great pleasure to be here. I'd like to ratify that the company is growing, both in volumes and better margins. We have had many actions in 2021, and we should continue with improvements in volumes and margins. Thank you very much, and we're available for clarifications through our team, our investor relations team. Thank you very much. We wish you a good day. Thank you. The conference call of results of MTS Bank is concluded. Please disconnect your lines. And we wish you a good afternoon.